Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Building Better Blocks to Healthier Life Show with Penny McElroy. Daily episodes packed full of informational wellness nuggets. Because your healthier life is closer than you think.
Welcome to the show. My name is Jennifer Navarrete, and during the month of November, we're learning all about the building blocks to good health from certified integrative nutrition coach Penny McElroy. Now, on today's show, we're talking about how your good health can be improved by surrounding yourself with others who have a healthy vision for their lives. Penny, I'm so excited to talk about this because this is something that is really near and dear to me because it was a way that I was extremely successful in my own personal health and wellness journey. So yesterday, we learned why having a health and wellness IQ is important. And you also mentioned how the people we surround ourselves with play an important role in improving our health and wellness IQ. Can you elaborate a little bit on that?
Yeah, the people that you hang with, the people that you do your daily routine with, that's really going to be whether those people are going to be the people that are going to help you be successful at your quest. So if you're hanging out with someone that has no interest in being healthy, they just want to have a good time, you know, do whatever, you're going to be sabotaged before you even start. So it's important to find a buddy that has the same health goals that you do, that have the same ideas about where they want to go with their lifestyles. That is crucial in being successful. It's actually the number one reason why people, the difference between people that are successful at their health quest and those that are not. You would think that the average person would be able to find that buddy in their family. You know, I mean, your spouse, your parent, your child, your sibling. But sometimes that's not the case, you know, so you have to go elsewhere to find that buddy.
You know, what are some options, Penny, because sometimes it is kind of a lonely endeavor when you're kind of striking out on your own to try and, you know, shift your you know, life in a healthier direction. And maybe it's not just a little daunting. It can be, like, extremely daunting to kind of think of stepping outside of your normal comfort zone of your day-in and day-out routine with the people that you've surrounded yourself with at this point. What are some places that you can go to kind of find perhaps some of those, you know, potential buddies?
Well, there's a lot of places that you can go to. Support groups. I just got on the internet and looked up healthy meat groups in the San Antonio area, and I actually counted 49 of them. So it just depends on where it is that you're going to start. Most of the time, people will start with an exercise program, or they'll start with a particular type diet that they want to be on. So if you take that topic and you go and Google it, search it, and you can find a support group, you're going to want to look in your immediate circle with your family first, with your coworkers. How many people have you heard say things like, I was doing real well, went to work at this place, and I've put on 20 pounds in the last year? Why is that? What happened? People bring in donuts. They bring in breakfast tacos. You know, that is then your circle of associates are the coworkers that you work with, and they're sabotaging your efforts. So you sometimes need to be the catalyst that will change that. And you do that by finding this buddy that supports you in your efforts to grow and learn about what it takes to get healthy. The biggest problem I think people face is they don't know where to start. How do you know where to start? I want to lose 20 pounds. I don't want to feel tired when I go home and get there at 7 o'clock and have to go to bed. I want to be able to walk up a flight of stairs, but they don't know where to start. They don't know what to do. You can start by joining a gym. You're going to find like-minded people in a gym. You're going to find like-minded people maybe. I've heard a lot of people that they'll go to places like Whole Foods or Sprouts and just hang out in the vitamin area, and they'll run into people that are like-minded. people that want the same things they do. Strike up a conversation with that person. You know, suggest to them, hey, why don't we become bike riding buddies? Why don't we become walking buddies? Why don't we meet up at the mall and walk the mall? You know, if they live close, then let's go to your neighborhood and we'll walk around your neighborhood. Or we'll meet up at a park and walk around. You know, find those individuals that want the same thing you do. Then when you have an opportunity to, you got a whole tray of donuts that's sitting in front of you, and you know your buddy is going to make you accountable for what you ate during that week, you're going to be more apt to turn those donuts down. And you can support each other that way. There's other places that you can go.
Yeah, I was about to mention, the one thing I like about Meetup, not that we're associated with Meetup in any way, is that you mentioned those 49 different fitness groups or workout groups. The cool thing is you can go to one of those groups and give it a try, and if that's not your cup of tea, you can try something else until you find your group or your buddy or your tribe or your community that's going to fit you well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. You have to like what it is that you're going to do. If it's going to be an exercise program and you hate lifting weights, then maybe a gym's not the best place to go. What if you enjoy playing volleyball? What if you enjoy playing tennis? Enjoy bike riding. Like you and I, Jennifer, we enjoy bike riding. So we have and we found our buddies, and we keep each other accountable with that. That's been a point of solidifying our friendship. And you can find those people, even with the people that you already know. You can say to them, let's go play tennis, or let's go play racquetball, or let's go to the park and walk. And those that are like-minded are going to take you up on that. If you don't find anybody in, you know, a week, 2 weeks, even a month, then try going to a gym. Try going to Whole Foods and hanging out. Try increasing your circle so that you can find that individual that is going to be there with you. And it's not necessarily just one individual. It could be any number of people that you find. The more people that is in your community of like-minded individuals, people that want to be healthy, then the more chance you have of actually being successful at what it is that you want to do. And it's not necessarily just I want to lose weight. It's I want to change my life. I want a different lifestyle. I want to feel good all the time.
You know, we're talking about fitness and movement a little bit here, but really finding a buddy isn't just about that. It could be maybe you need to find, because when we go to this grocery store, we've kind of got this pattern of what we buy week in and week out, and maybe some of the what we need to break are those, you know, middle of the aisle patterns. And so perhaps we're looking for a grocery shopping buddy and or a healthy recipe cooking buddy to kind of help us transition our food and nutrition habits.
Exactly. It doesn't have to be just strictly about exercise, or it doesn't have to be strictly about even the food that you eat. I think if we go back, take a step back, and we are an individual that doesn't know where to start. But what did you enjoy doing when you were a kid? You know, if you're talking about exercise. Okay, what kind of foods have you heard that are healthy foods? Do you know? If not, do some research. Research on the internet. You know, there's so many places on the internet that you can go to and get a complete education. Yeah, you know, there's Dr. Oz has some wonderful programs. Dr. McCullough, that's a good place to start. One of the places that I get a lot of my information from is actually Mother Earth. There's Mother Earth Living, and there is a wealth of information about health and wellness, you know, food, herbs, vitamins, all kinds of information that kind of gives me a clearer picture of what I need to change and what I need to do to move to the next step in my health quest. One of the things that is really kind of funny, a story, when I first started my health quest, I did a program through a Dr. Ray Strand. And this was an online program that I did, and they're perfectly good when you can't find that buddy. But and there's all kinds of apps that you can get to. But this one particular one was a 12-week program to get me off of my carb cravings. So I had an online buddy, an online coach, and I'm writing my journal, my food journal, about everything that I'm eating. And I'm so proud of myself because I ate popcorn without anything on it. It was just dry popcorn. And so I put that down on the list. And as we're going over the foods that I'm eating, he's telling me what a good job I did. But then all of a sudden he looked, you know, we talk about the popcorn. And he said, I know people think that popcorn is a healthy food, but in reality it's in a mid-range on the glycemic index. So when you're trying to cut the carbs and you're trying to break the carb habit, that's not the best food to eat. So that sticks with me because my buddy, my accountability coach, was the one that taught me and told me that it wasn't a good idea to eat popcorn. So I remember that, you know. And those are the kind of things that happen throughout our journey helps us become successful. And the key term here is journey. There's not a destination. Yeah, you know, so many people will say, I'm going to go on a diet, I'm going to lose 20 pounds. What happens when you've lost the 20 pounds? What happens when the diet ends? You go off the diet. So what do? You go back to your old habits. If you don't have that accountability partner that is going to keep you moving forward, that buddy that wants the same thing that you do.
Oh man, that's me right now. I'm going through my own transition, trying to get myself back on track. So I definitely, your words are really hitting home for me. You mentioned apps, and I just want to throw an app out there. If you're an introvert and the idea of groups scares the bejesus out of you, and I know that you guys are out there, not to worry. Like Penny said, there's a lot of online programs, and one of the apps that I like to use because it's just so darn helpful is the Couch to 5K app, because it's a coaching program that you just, you know, put your earbuds in and it tells you, you know, when to walk and when to jog and when to rest and how often. And it really is like having a coach right in your ears, and it really helps you to kind of stay on track if you're trying to do the workouts. And I know as far as cooking goes, one of my favorite apps too, Penny, is MyFitnessPal, because it helps me keep track of all the food that I'm eating. And those kinds of things are little tools maybe, or maybe tricks that I use to kind of keep myself on track and you know, stop myself from veering off too far off the beaten path.
And those are apps are excellent at keeping you on track, at keeping you on what it is that you're doing. Now, some people are like you, though, Jennifer, and they like apps, and they know how to use them, and they use them every day. But then there's people like me that is old school, and we tend to get intimidated when we look at a phone or a computer. But that's where a piece of paper comes in. That's where a phone call comes in. So either way, it doesn't make any difference what tool you use, as long as you're using a tool and as long as there's somebody there with you that is going to keep you focused on using that tool.
Oh, fantastic, Penny. Such good stuff. The more that we're only on, what, day three now, and it's already helping me, and I can't imagine how it's going to help others out there. So this is going to be a great month. Well, hey, folks, tomorrow we are going to continue learning all about our health IQ with a particular focus on our families. Dun, dun, dun. And I'll leave you with that.
To receive more healthy building block tips, simply go to yourwellnessplan.com.